The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
In 1995, the feminists lobbied a law through Congress called the Violence Against Women Act. They pretended that the purpose was to provide shelters for abused women. But after spending $1 billion a year for 10 years, there is no evidence that this law has been helpful to women. It has turned out to be a tax-funded network staffed by radical feminists who teach that men are naturally violent and that husbands and fathers should be presumed guilty. Billions of taxpayers' dollars flow to the states to finance private victim advocacy organizations, domestic violence coalitions, and training judges, prosecutors, and police to teach feminist ideology. Legislating a special category of domestic violence is very much like legislating a special category of hate crimes. Both create new crimes so that punishment can be based on who you are rather than what acts you commit. And the who, in the view of the domestic violence lobby, is the husband and father. Under a widely accepted definition of violence, the acts need not be illegal, physical, violent, or threatening. Domestic violence becomes whatever the woman says it is. The June issue of the Illinois Bar Journal explains how women use court-issued restraining orders as a tool for the mother to get sole child custody and even bar the father from seeing his own children. This Lawyer's Magazine proclaims that these restraining orders are part of the gamesmanship of divorce. The game is that mothers can assert falsehoods or trivial marital complaints and thereby get sole custody orders that deprive children of their fathers. This game is based on the presumption, popularized by the feminists, that fathers are inherently guilty and dangerous. Congress should not be spending taxpayers' money to deal with marital disputes. Courts should not deprive children of their fathers on the unproved assumption that most fathers are violent and dangerous because most fathers love their children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on the meaning and goals of the feminist movement, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Please include your name and address and ask for the Feminism Report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalbendPureSoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, you know you're in trouble when you make more than you ever made, owe more than you ever owed, and have less than you've ever had. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along with this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. And although this is happening on the West Coast, and a lot of our listeners are going to say, oh, they do all these silly things out there. They're not going to affect us. People, it's going to happen here because they're setting this up as a model. It's called the Rim of the Valley. It is a giant new national park. And Congress has got a bill there, H.R. 355. This Rim of the Valley is going to take in the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area. But that's not the only mountains that's going to be involved here. There are several other mountains in the area. It's going to cost billions of dollars, literally so. And it's going to be a big land taking. It's going to, the Rim of the Valley consists of parts of the Santa Monica Mountains, the Santa Susana Mountains, the San Gabriel Mountains, the Verdugo, I don't know how to pronounce those words, mountains, the San Rafael Hills, adjacent connector areas to the Los Padres and the San Bernardino National Forest. It's going to be a biggie. What it amounts to is this. We've talked about, and it's being pushed now by the Wildlands Project, as well as the Nature's Conservancy, and, of course, the Park Service and the Forest Service, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What it's going to do, it's going to connect. This is going to be part of this connection, or this area that is will tie these other parks together. Sometimes they're called buffer areas or buffer zones. In other words, we want the wild animals to be able to walk from one park to another without having to cross roads, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They want to, it's part of the Wildlands Project, and it's big. And the interesting thing here is, and I don't know that country at all. I mean, I'm not that familiar with it, but it's mostly urban area. We're talking about high-density populated area there. As I said, it's part of a big promotion by the Park Service, the Nature Conservancy, and the Wildlands Projects. And it's a nationwide series of corridors linking all the parks and the forest in the United States. But it's starting out here in California. It will be a model. Believe me, H.R. 355 will put a circle of Park Service control around tens of thousands of private landholders, landowners. They want it all, people. And this is something that needs to be discussed in more detail. I have with me today Russell Wood. And Russell, I don't even know if you're familiar with this Rim of the Valley?
Yes, I've read some on it.
You've probably read the same stuff that I've been reading. But it's scary, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it's when I first read about it, I thought, well, that's too ridiculous to ever happen. Boy, I don't say that much anymore.
No. We thought wetlands were the most ridiculous thing. Nobody's going to believe that. You know, why would anybody, after we spent all this money draining these wetlands, why would anybody want the mosquito-infested things back, you know?
Did you see, along that same line, did you notice the story about the vernal pools in California that's holding up the construction of a school?
Yes, yes. But go ahead and tell the story.
The land itself was a landfill that when they developed the housing development, they put this dirt there and leveled it out and gave it to the school district to build a school on. Well, they didn't need it at the time. They need it now. So they're starting to, they want to go ahead and build on this vacant lot. And they're being stopped from doing that because of these puddles, and that's the right word.
Puddles, yeah, they dry up. They're not even there.
That is there when it rains. Now, how often does it rain in Southern California? But anyway, what would they normally have, 3 to 5 inches of rain? But these animals hatch out in these mud puddles when it rains. Now, they're wanting to prevent the school from building on this property of a man-made pile of dirt because of this some fairy shrimp, that's what it is, that hatches out in that thing when there's water there.
You know, we have seen this over and over and over again. I have a good friend that hasn't farmed for quite a few years, but back in the heyday of agriculture, he had terraced his entire farm.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know how terraces are. If you don't maintain them, they'll either break over or hold water. You know, they don't stay put. If you're not farming it regularly, you know, you have to maintain those things.
Uh-huh.
So he has several terraces now that have cattails growing in them.
Yeah.
Well, now those are considered wetlands. Well, if he hadn't have built the terraces, there wouldn't be a wetland on that property. It's a hillside.
Yeah.
But now he can't do anything with that because that is now a wetland.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's just ignorance gone to seed, people.
What would our grandfathers have thought of this kind of thinking?
Well, you know, if back in those days, there wouldn't have been that kind of thinking because those kind of people wouldn't have lasted long.
No. No, they had enough sense to know how to utilize the resources and stay alive.
Right, and someone would have punched their teeth out, you know? I mean, that people wouldn't have put up with that foolishness back in the good old days.
We couldn't have this kind of foolishness if it wasn't for the success of this nation. If it wasn't the wealthy, rich, and you might say soft society, we wouldn't be able to afford these canceling out a whole farm because of a mud puddle.
Right. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Russell Wood is visiting with me now via the telephone. And Russell, we were talking about, you made the comment that America has become too soft. If people, you don't see people in starving nations wanting to conserve, or not necessarily conserve, but control endangered species, so to speak, because you and I know that most of those endangered species aren't endangered in the first place.
Right.
But we have become soft. If people had to work for a living, which they don't anymore. Even farmers, we don't work on the farm. That upsets some farmers, but gee whiz. How many, when you dig a post hole, you dig it with a tractor. If you want to lift something, you go get the tractor that's got the front end loader on it. We don't even change a tractor tire anymore. You pick up the telephone, you dial your tractor, your tire supplier, and he comes out and does it for you. I mean,
you're so right.
We don't chop with an axe. We don't scoop with a scoop shovel. Oh, yeah, somebody out there does, but I'll guarantee you if they had a big truck to unload, they'd figure out another way to do it. And so we're out of condition. We have time to kill and as a nation now, and people sit around coming up with these stupid ideas. Now, a little later today, I will be speaking at the 38th Annual Western Illinois Threshers Bee.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Today's the first day. It's August 5th, 6th, and 7th. It's antique tractors, antique thrashing machines. And, you know, just looking back at how we used to do things,
yeah.
We cut that wheat with a binder. We had to, once it was cut with a binder, we had to shock it. We set it up in the field, and then the thrashing machine came, and we had to pitch all that wheat onto bundle wagons with pitchforks.
Yeah.
Bundle forks. They just had three prongs, so the old pitchfork had four prongs. We hauled it to the thrashing machine. We didn't even have, I remember very well as a kid, I was a scrawny little old thing, and a wheat sack held two bushels. And you put two bushels in a wheat sack, and that wheat was testing 60 to 62 pounds. That was 120 pounds in a wheat sack, and put those things on your shoulder and carry them to a truck to haul them to town. People didn't have time back in those days. They came home at night. They went to bed.
Yeah.
And slept.
And they didn't have time to think up these, all these. I mean, so far as spending any time, effort, or money to preserve some carnivore, you know, you did just the opposite. You protected yourself from them and
That's
got
right.
rid of them any opportunity you had.
You know, I brought this up over and over again. They make, if you kill a hawk, you'll go to the penitentiary. Everybody back in the days we're talking about, and you and I have both hatched out of about the same society, you shot every chicken hawk you could shoot. Everybody killed chicken hawks because, hey, a chicken was worth a day's wages.
Well,
you got rid of those things. But, you know, even trying to kill them all, hey, they weren't endangered. They were smarter than we were. They're still chicken hawks. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
And we have returned. Russell, I was just looking over the information that they sent me from the Western Illinois Threshers Bee.
Uh-huh.
I'll be up there later today, as I just mentioned, and I'll be on the program as Derry Brownfield, a legendary broadcaster.
Hey.
You probably didn't know that.
It's getting right up there amongst them, isn't it?
And I also noticed looking at the program here that our affiliate, WCAZ, is going to have a fun and games program for the kids on Sunday afternoon. So anyway, it's going to be a big deal.
Well, good.
Now,
good.
You had a big deal. You had a group of folks come in to a meeting. It was another one of those property rights meetings, but this time, the DNR, the Department of Natural Resources, was there, right?
Yes, that struck some as somewhat contradictory, but it worked out real well. The fellow, let me tell you a little bit about why. The DNR is being forced to redo and come up with more stringent regulations on the streams in Missouri. They're supposed to all be made actually it says the water, surface water of Missouri, supposed to all be made swimmable and fishable. Now,
they weren't all swimmable 1,000 years ago. You wouldn't have wanted to have swam in them.
Well, I think that people used to have enough sense to know whether or not you'd want to swim in the stream and whether you'd want to drink the water out of it. But now that we have these non-governmental agencies that know more about how to manage things than anyone else, why, it's all a different world. But, of course, it was never intended that way, but there's a group calling the Coalition for the Environment here in Missouri. They operate out of St. Louis. They're the group that put together the Natural Streams Act and pushed that and tried to get that enforced. they're a group that held up the permits to construct that Holcomb cement plant over south of St. Louis near the river. They're the group that last fall in the... when we had the vote on what to do with the tax money that was initially intended for roads but had gotten elsewhere, and the voters were asked to, you know, say, do you want this for the roads? They opposed that money going to the Department of Transportation for roads, and there was various ones that, you know, not everyone saw that the same way, but... the reasoning of this group for the coalition, their reasoning was, if you give more money for roads and you create roads, all that does is encourage more cars, more driving. Cars are the worst thing that happens to the environment. We must have more bike trails, more walking trails, and more mass transit. And fewer cars, and for goodness sakes, we don't want better roads. I'm telling you this just to emphasize the thinking of the group that is bringing this this on us and on DNR.
And let me interrupt you very quickly, because this is not something that's just happening in Missouri. This is a worldwide thing, literally worldwide.
Yes.
I saw some information the other day from China. They're having the same problems in China, of all places, because, you know, you'd think the Chinese are, hey, they're going to do what they want to do, but they're into this endangered species stuff, mm-hmm. just like we are here. And, of course, this doesn't have to do with endangered species, but the article I saw did. But you'd think, hey, those Chinese, they're not going to pay attention to that, but they're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not just here, and it can be under any name. I think you'll find that the same international groups are behind the whole thing. But on a local level, you'll have, in your state, you'll have some group pushing this same sort of agenda. But anyway, you know, they sued the United States EPA, which in turn forces the local or the state DNR to put these rules, regulations in place. Now, the DNR, their position is, what is the point in spending a lot of money, time, and effort on making a stream swimmable when it may be dry most of the year and or it may be only 3 inches deep at best? It's not going to be swimmable. And you can spend all the regulations you want on it, it's not going to be spendable, swimmable. But they're trying to force this issue through. And DNR came to our meeting. We invited them down. You know, in our group, that's kind of our mode of operation is sit down with the people involved and try to understand. Such as we made an attempt to understand Dennis Wood.
Okay, let's take a break here. We're going to do that, and then we'll be right back. Because a lot of folks, you know, the DNR is not my favorite people. I feel towards them much like I do the Conservation Department. But much of what what they do is forced upon them by the feds or from some green organization that created a lawsuit. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Common Sense Chronicle is Derry's monthly newsletter. A yearly subscription is $24.95. To order the Common Sense Chronicle, send check, cash, or money order to Newsletter, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. What things will you find in the Common Sense Chronicle?
Well, there's watersheds and Minutemen, property lines, and Jack McLam. Vigilantes protecting our borders, endangered species restricted corridors. Save the tadpoles, the greenies cry, while they're spraying something in the sky. No hunting and fishing on this here land till the DNR pulls back its hand. You in water, you in air, you in everything, it just ain't square. PETA kills both dogs and cats, but wants to protect all the gnats. Chemosabe is a friendly word. Now it's hate speech? That's absurd. Global this, global that. It's all hogwash, that's a fact. What I want to know is, hey, Derry, where'd you get that hat?
Hey, what are your feet doing today?
Well, if they're like a lot of other adventurous, fun-seeking feet,
they'll be walking through the gates of the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia! August 11th through the 21st. Why did 758,000 feet do it last year? Because these feet know where to go to have fun! Never taken your feet to the Missouri State Fair?
Give it a whirl!
Nowhere but the fair will you find the variety of fun stuff to see and do. Stroll through the grounds, hit the Carnival Midway, make tracks to see carts down to Bryanburg, create a replica of the new Isle of Capri Casino Hotel solely out of playing cards. Mosey over and try out your vocal cords at the Budweiser True Music Roadhouse. Stop by and grab a corn dog. Tour the many exhibits from livestock to fine art to the Missouri State Fair Museum. Find more fair fun at mostatefair.com. Then bring your feet and your friends' feet to the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia and have some fun! The Missouri State Fair, August 11th to the 21st in Sedalia.
Give it a whirl.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, hollow chocolate has no calories, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned visiting with Russell Wood today. Russell Wood is a private property rights individual believing in the Constitution of the United States and what our founding fathers intended for us to own property and control the property thereof. Russell, you were talking about how you brought DNR in and some of the things that, in other words, they're being forced to make water swimmable here in the state of Missouri. But it's not just in Missouri, people. It's in every state in the nation. The same thing's coming up. So how did you get along with DNR?
The young man spoke for a while, and our people started wanting to ask questions, and I sort of interrupted, and I asked the DNR speaker. I said, "Do you want to continue with what you have to say, and then we'll have questions, or is this okay with you?" He said, I want to hear from these people. He stayed. He had agreed to be there between 10 and 11 and talk. He stayed until, I think he finally left about 2:30 or so. He stayed with us. He listened to the other parts of the meeting. During the lunch break, and by the way, we did get good service this year.
Oh, really? We had a little problem last year, didn't we?
I found this fella there in front of the theater, surrounded by half a dozen property rights people peppering him. And I walked up and I said, folks, this man's our guest here, and he's here to tell us what we want to know, and we've got to be nice. And he said, oh, no, this is fine. He said, I want to hear from them. I thought they had him cornered like a pack of dogs. But no, and also, we ask about having future meetings. So what we have now at this point, we're going to have him back down here in this area three times at Gainesville, Mountain Grove, and Licking. And Ray Cuneo is setting up three meetings up in his area. He, along with Sam Britton and the Reeds up there. I believe now that some of these things aren't firmed up, but I think we're set for Owensville and Sullivan. And I'm not sure whether the other is going to be Steelville or Cuba or just where. But we've got six meetings set up. So that DNR, and not just this gentleman, Phil Schroeder, who spoke with us, he said he hoped to be able to bring more staff members.
I was going to ask, does he have any authority?
Well, when I first called up there to talk to him about speaking for us, I asked for this Galbraith. He's the head of the particular department that's involved with this. And he was on vacation, so they put me in touch with this Phil Schroeder. And I don't know exactly his title, but he said he would like to bring more staff members and maybe Mr. Galbraith, he hoped, because he said all we hear from are the coalition from the environment and the Sierra Club. He said our people need to hear from you. Now, isn't that a switch?
Yeah, now, this is one of the things that I was going to mention when I was talking about this Rim of the Valley there in California. These people need help.
Yeah.
They definitely need help. They're going to take, I have no idea how many people are in there, probably hundreds of thousands of people, because this is a fairly urban area, and they're going to make a national monument type thing out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to hold meetings like you're holding. Every state in the nation needs organizations like yours, and there are many others, but they need to get out and visit with the folks and get the authoritative people there to visit with the folks.
Right.
I'm talking about the conservation people and the DNR.
Right. And this is, you know, when these folks just sit around Jefferson City or any other state capital, talking to themselves, having lunch with people of their own kind, it's kind of a bureaucratic inbreeding.
That and paid lobbyists.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can't afford to pay a lobbyist to be taking these people out all the time.
Yeah, the lobbyist goes, takes them all to lunch, and they sit around and they feed on what the other one has heard. But this is such an opportunity where they are willing, ready, and able to come down here, not just hold a hearing in Jefferson City, but to come down here and meet in our meetings. You know, I think this is going to be great.
Well,
I don't know what the outcome will be, but I do know that they're going to listen to us. And you know these people down here, they're not going to be bashful.
No, the politicians found that out with the water metering bill, did they not? Let's go to the telephones. Gene in Texas. Hi, Gene, you're on the air.
Yes, you're absolutely right about these lobbyists in the federal government. They most politicians can be bought. They're bought and paid for. These lobbyists take their families on expensive trips as well as probably money on the table for their vote. This is why we have the environmental people or the nature worshipers, as I call them, as a lot of them are. They're just pagan nature worshipers. They lobby these congressmen their vote to create these endangered species laws. And this is the problem, Derry. I mean, the average person cannot do this, like you say. We have a government that's bought and paid for. That's the best government money can buy. And it's totally corrupt, of course. And this is why it's very difficult to overturn these laws also, because these lobbyists also promise these politicians money to help them get elected also, to help them get reelected. And that's what these congressmen are really concerned about, is getting reelected. Once they get elected, they want to stay in office and stay on the gravy train up there and get the big pension after only 6 years of service. This is the problem. We have the most corrupt federal government that we could ever imagine.
Okay, hey, appreciate the call, Gene. I'd like to quote Chuck Baldwin today, because he talks about the best government that money can buy that Gene was just mentioning, and how these people are bought and paid for. Now, Chuck has, in his district, he has his congressman's name is Jeff Miller. And Jeff Miller is in opposition to NAFTA and similar trade deals. Chuck interviewed him. He has him on tape saying these things. He said NAFTA itself may be the death keel of American agriculture. He says, then he wrote a letter to his constituents dated June the 1st, 2005. Now, that's just been a couple of months ago, right? Congressman Miller said, I do not believe CAFTA is good for Florida. CAFTA is an outsourcing agreement. He went on to say, CAFTA will be a market for turnaround export products shipped south for assembly, then final sale in the United States, particularly textiles and semiconductors. Fabric will be sent to the region, stitched into final apparel and home furnishings products, and shipped right back to the United States. He says, that's not traditional job-creating exports at all. Rather, that servicing new foreign markets. These exports serve the same domestic market, U.S., the market U.S.-based factories once supplied. The only difference, American workers are removed from the equation. Due to Central American turnaround trade that currently exists, the United States trade deficit with CAFTA, those six countries, rose nearly 60% from 1997 to 2004. Miller then said, still further, at a time when the U.S. is rapidly outsourcing both its services and manufacturing jobs, CAFTA will make it illegal for any state or federal agency to adopt a Buy American project. So now, he's going to vote against CAFTA, right? You'd certainly think so, but would you believe that after all of that, he voted for CAFTA?
Voted for CAFTA.
Yeah. He said Jeff Miller was not the only congressman to sell out American workers and farmers, not to mention the sovereignty and security of our nation. The arm twisting that went on behind the scenes smacks of all that's wrong and rotten in Washington, D.C.
Well, Derry, if I could say a word in regard to the last caller.
Yes, please.
We don't have to, in all cases, just sit back and say that things are wrong, because we can help make a difference. And this was the case with this, what you mentioned a while ago about the water metering bill. And this somewhat came to a conclusion here at our meeting Saturday.
Let's take the water metering bill up after this commercial. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles of the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Russell Wood, you were just about to comment on what Gene from Texas commented on concerning the water metering bill here in our state.
Yes, the on our relationship that we have with our elected officials, keeping in mind that this law had already been put into effect by last year's legislature, and when we started calling attention to the problems of that with legislators during this most current session, after we once got their attention and after we once got them to read what was in there, things started going a little more our way, and it wasn't that all those who voted for it were corrupted or anything. They just took the words of their cohorts and they didn't, and readily admitted that they didn't study it. In most cases, they said they didn't read it. They took the word of the sponsor of the bill. We have some pretty good solid information that some money was put up to get the bill passed the very first time, you see. But we did get that turned around, and at this meeting, again referring to Saturday's meeting, we had some legislators there with us, including the Speaker of the House of the state of Missouri, who came and met with us. We presented them each with a little proclamation showing our appreciation for their efforts. But it was a matter of them not studying it, and as I say, they admitted it, And for the first time ever, I heard legislators stand up before a public body and say, my cohort lied to me. And they named him a name, and they, you know, they said I did it because he said it was okay, and I took his word. And we have a lot of that. We have a lot of that that goes on, but you can be assured that after the commotion that was caused this year concerning this one bill, that, you know, this Pacific Ring, the sustainable development project that's going on there in Pacific Missouri, they have to have some enabling legislation, too. And that's going to be more difficult after what has happened. These legislators are going to be more gun-shy. They're going to stand back and say, wait a minute, what are really the ramifications of this thing? So I used to think, well, that's not my job. I'm not supposed to be taking care of these things. That's our elected officials' job. Well, it doesn't work that way. As well as we, in a perfect world, we'd like it to be that way, but it's not going to be that way. We have to get in there, and we have to get in there and make phone calls, and we have to drive to these state capitals. We have to stay up and testify at midnight hearings. We have to do these things. Just criticizing them, like I was telling them, that we were going to get further if we sit down and talk to each other up close instead of standing back yelling at each other.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back in about a couple of minutes, and then we can yell at each other. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212. Gold is back in the news, as I knew it would be. Why is gold rising, asked CNN? Well, because rising oil and gold together usually signal serious inflation ahead. But here's the best news. Gold could double faster than real estate in the next 5 years, according to the experts. Right now is the moment to take action before the prices go higher. Call the experts on gold. In my book, that's Swiss America, at 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. They'll explain how simple it is to diversify into gold, which is universally acknowledged as the best inflation-fighting asset the world has ever known. Ask for your copy of Rediscovering Gold, the book, and The Economic Solutions, the magazine, together, a $30 value, free today by calling 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. Discover why rising gold is inflation-proof. Stretch here, Russell. Going into the break, you were talking about the Pacific Ring, which, and I don't want to go into that now, right now. Ray Cunia has sent me a packet of information, which, and I apologize to Ray, I have not looked at yet. Ray's going to come on the air and we're going to discuss this thing, but it's just another big land grab.
Yes.
But you were talking about how the politicians actually admitted that one of their own lied to them.
Yes.
I was over in Illinois some months ago. I spoke to the Rural Electric Cooperative annual meeting. And before I was on the air, they had their legislative authority or whoever he was. I don't know whether you call him a lobbyist or what. But he's supposed to be watching out for the bills that would be detrimental to the rural electric people.
Right.
And he said, now, I want you to know, you know, he made this big pitch about how hard he worked because he read the summary of every one of those bills. And I thought, hey, fella, you don't read the summary, you read the bill. I don't care if it's got 2,000 pages in it. That summary is a come-on. It always is. Is it not, Russell?
Oh, boy, we learned a lot about summaries. And this summary thing was what helped cause many of these legislators to vote for that original bill. Now, the summary itself had one area that was terribly confusing, and it led one to believe that this was all a voluntary project. And I believe some of them thought that all, well, I know they did. They thought that all the way through. Oh, it's voluntary. You don't, you know, any county can do it or not do it. That was not the case. And in another area, it had two other areas. This summary that all the legislators were working with had an absolutely misstatement of fact. You know, it just said something that was not in the bill. And most people were familiar with that summary. And then as we followed this process through the legislative session, as a bill would be introduced, this was what got me, as a bill would be introduced, it would be put on the website where the summary would be. And they were contradictory. It sounded as though it depended, the person who wrote the summary, it depended on their slant on life, whether they were pro or con. You could tell it by reading the summary.
Sure.
The summaries were not anywhere near correct. So if they're paying for a guy to read summaries, they might as well save their money.
Well, that's what I thought, and I sort of, well, my wife says I go around making people hate me, but I just had to kind of bring that out at that meeting because we know from our experience, we know what happens when you just go by what the people that write the bill want you to know about
that's,
the bill.
That's exactly right.
Now, granted, and you know, and I don't know where I got this information. I don't think it ever happened. But back when they were first drafting the Constitution, I don't know if it's in the federal papers or where it is, but I read it someplace in the old documents that some of our legislators said that the bill should be read out loud before the entire Congress three times before they could vote on it. Now, boy, that would eliminate a lot of these 2,000-page bills, wouldn't it?
Yes, and you know there is a provision for something like that. They are supposed to be read, but you know they waive that in the regular meetings. They'll waive that deal. And one thing that House Speaker Jetton and
Russell, I hate to stop you, but we are out of time. The fastest hour in the day has just gone by, and it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you. While the near or far away, may the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work.
doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.